JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coming up in today's program, fully equipped internet cafe and ICT center opens in Green Pond, and later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Thanks for joining us. Residents of Green Pond in St. James are benefiting from a fully equipped internet cafe and information and communication technology ICT center. This was established by the government at a cost of $4.7 million. The air-conditioned facility is housed in a refurbished section of the Farm Primary and Junior High School. It is equipped with 24 desktop computers, 2 printers, a retractable screen, wireless internet connectivity, a projector and server, as well as desks and chairs. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell, who officially handed over the center, said the project is in keeping with the work to provide more Jamaicans with access to information technology for development. He says community access points have been established in schools, libraries, post offices, and police stations where persons can access internet service.
It is through this that we are going to create better human beings, better students emerging, because now they will have access to the world of information. And it means that the opportunities are going to be there for our people.
The facility, funded by the Universal Service Fund, was established through partnership involving the Green Pond Community Development Committee, CDC, the Social Development Commission, and the Ministry of Education. President of the Green Pond CDC, Judith Wallace, says the computer center will serve as a resource, a training and homework facility for students and members of the wider community. She has expressed gratitude for the input from all the partners, particularly the administration of Farm Primary and Junior High, for willingly accommodating the facility. Free Wi-Fi service will be available to residents outside of school hours.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is the leading government agency for initiating and coordinating the development of policies, plans, and programs for the economic, financial, social, cultural, and physical development of Jamaica. The key output areas of the PIOJ are policy and planning, project development, coordination and monitoring, research and information, governance and management. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Vision 2030 seeks to ensure that our children's children can continue to enjoy the unique environment and cultural treasures of our island home. Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first national development plan, transforming Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Go to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
You see, with rabbit, that I don't see in these days now, I don't see rabbit raising again. We had used to have them in a pen, and we go to the bush and look bush for them. But you can't give them a thing, they have a thing that they call kwaku bush. You can't give them the thing named kwaku bush, because if you give them the kwaku bush, it will poison them. And you can't put cedar nearby them pen. But you look Spanish needle, and they have a bush that they call rabbit feeding. And all of that sort of bush you can't give them, but you can't give them kwaku bush nor cedar. I am from Albion, Mandeville, and my name is Calvin Travers.
And remember that you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.